Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, your hosts today on this great local radio station.
Hey, I've got some cute things coming up, one of which includes talking about a stolen body. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Unlike any other publication, they're providing comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, and it's a weekly source, from horses sales to rodeo news to the latest in farm equipment. Cattlemen's publication, no exception. So what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Make sure you check out Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. TK Angus is going to have their 41st annual bull and female production sale December the 16th. That's going to be right east of Valentine, Nebraska at the ranch, starting at 11:30 Central Time. 155 fall-born Angus bulls and 32-year-old bulls as well. So get a hold of Tim or Kim Marlette, Rick Marlette, and be sure there's online bidding at dvauction.com. You can check it out. That's December 16th. All right, Kim, you said you had something about a stolen body?
That's right. People, please be aware. You've all heard about people who have been abducted and had their organs removed by black market organ thieves. Well, this kind of cruel theft is happening with other body parts as well.
Uh-oh.
My thighs were stolen from me during the night a few years ago. I went to sleep and woke up with someone else's thighs. It was just that quick. The replacements had the texture of cooked oatmeal. Whose thighs were these and what happened to mine? I spent the entire summer looking for my thighs. Finally, hurt and angry, I resigned myself to living out my life in jeans, and then the thieves struck again. My rear end was next. I knew it was the same gang because they took pains to match my new rear end to the thighs they had stuck me with earlier. But my new rear was attached to at least 3 inches lower than my original. I realized I'd have to give up my jeans in favor of long skirts. Now, 2 years ago, I realized my arms had been switched. One morning, I'm just fixing my hair, and I'm horrified to see the flesh of my upper arm swing to and fro with the motion of the hairbrush. This was really getting scary. My body was being replaced one section at a time. What could they do to me next? When my poor neck suddenly disappeared and was replaced with a turkey neck, I decided it was time to tell my story. Women of the world, wake up and smell the coffee. Those plastic surgeons are using real replacement body parts stolen from you and me. The next time someone you know has something lifted, look again. Was it lifted from you? This is not a hoax. This is happening to women everywhere. Warn your friends. A little on the humorous side there. Not exactly sure who wrote it, but there you have it.
Watch What You Pray For. This is by our friend Yvonne Hollenbeck, and it was following a year and a half of drought and a severely dry winter, so keep that in mind. I believe in God above and know that He answers prayers. I'll bet He knows it's dry down here, and of course, our Savior cares. Don't think that He's forgot us, and He's not trying to be mean just because it never seems to rain. He's teasing us, it seems. Remember 97 and the winter that we had? We hadn't had no weather in a coon's age near that bad. The feed and tanks and fences were all buried deep in snow, and temperatures for many days stayed around 15 below. Well, I prayed that it would warm up, and sure enough it did. That summer it got hotter than a boiling kettle lid. But shoot, we got good rainfall and the grass was lush and green. The dams were running over, as were creeks and ponds and streams. But apparently, some farmer couldn't plant his crops in time. And you know, when things aren't perfect, how they always seem to whine. I can just about imagine that he went to God in prayer and asked if He would help him get his crops put in out there. Now, please don't find me critical or one to be complaining, but I'd like to find that so-and-so who prayed that it quit raining. By Yvonne Hollenbeck. And again, that was following a year and a half of drought and some severely dry winter as well, back in about 2003.
Ready for a quote from Ronald Reagan?
Sure.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on to them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States when men were free. Sue Argenbright out of Valentine dropped that off for us.
And that's The Good Stuff.